So the second half, or 30 seconds in. Score is 40-24. Japan just took a shot. Number 7, their big man. Australia is taking the ball down court. It's the third period. The Japanese side steering defense. Oop. And number 4, Justin Easton, just made a basket. The score is now 42-24. The way Japan's playing, the way Australia's playing, there's no chance that Japan will make a comeback without some major miracle happening.
Hero, 7 for the ball game.
Hero, number 7, made 7 points so far this game. He made a really nice shot. Number 7 for Australia's got the ball dribbling. And number 4 is trying to go in, and the Japanese guy rammed back into him. So, I don't understand what call was just made, but there was a call made. So, but it was a personal foul against a Japanese player. And Japan made a line change at 3:40 or so. They've been much more vocal in the past 2 minutes. For a while, they were kind of quiet. Yeah. After number 6 for Australia made a basket, Fritz Nimners made a 6-point. Number 13 kind of rammed him. So, not very hard because he didn't go over, but you could see it. So, and Japan's not getting baskets in. Their shooting percentage seems a lot like lower probably than Australia's. Japan's men are busy shouting defense, defense, defense. Defense. In English. Shuttlecock is winding down. Number 13 for Australia took the shot, but he missed. The Japanese are taking it down the court. Number 15 has it. He pointed across the court. Number 15 ended up taking the shot, but he missed it. They're allowed to double dribble in wheelchair basketball, which they're not allowed to do in able-bodied basketball. So. Australia just scored again. Australians are mostly 4 wheels again, whereas the Japanese are still with 3 wheelers. So, the low point player, number 13, is Australia's only one with 3 wheels. There's 8:23 left in the fourth quarter. Australia is ahead, 65-37. Japanese are being vocal sometimes. The Australians are being vocal sometimes. It's cold in this venue. I can completely understand why the women's players were like, we put our hands in their armpits because it's cold. Not because of any posture idea. So, the Australian men aren't doing the same thing. Australians are on defense, and the men are kind of chanting again. And number 14 is the ball for Japan. He passes it out to the front of the key to number 4, who took and made the shot. Number 13 is taking the ball up for Australia. A little kid has arrived at the game. He's got an Australian flag. Japanese are still being very vocal. Number 9 for Australia had the ball. He passed it off. Australia took a shot. It was rebounded by number 14. Number 5 for Japan is taking it down the floor. It's time. Well, the player right himself. The Japanese have some players who can basically bounce in their wheelchairs. Japan's on substitutions, line change. Taken 5 out, put 5 new players back in. Australia inbounds the ball. It's number 5. Is it for Australia? Number 7, passed off to number 7. They bring down 4. The shot clock's got 20 seconds left on it. They're back down, ramming into each other underneath the basket. Number 15 has it for Australia. He shoots, he misses. Number 10 shoots and he misses. Number 15 shot, and I think he drew the foul. Don't know if he made the basket. Yep, he made it. And he gets to shoot bonus. He scores 71-43 with 4:58 left. There's a couple of kids now waving Australian flags in it. Both number 10s. Both teams behind it. The captain, Betnez, has made the extra shot, so he turned that 2-point play into a 3-point play. Japan's bringing the ball down the floor. They gave it to one of their big men. He passed the ball to number 10, who missed. Number 15 for Australia has got the ball. He's bringing it down 4. There's 4 minutes and 35 seconds left in the game. And Australia shot. Australia made it. I believe they drew the foul, so this will again be a 3-point play. Yep, basket's good. The score is 72-43. Australia's got 4 personal fouls. Japan's got 3. Shot north at the line, and he makes the shot. So it has 75-43. It's 2:32 left in the fourth. Japan's going to do a line change, bringing in 5 new guys. One of their players on the bench, I think number 4, is wiping down his face and his neck. He looks tired. He's talking to another teammate. Number 7's off, number 11's off, number 13's off, number 9 is off for Japan. So, Australia is leading 77-46. Australia's over the foul limit. Japan's got 1 to spare. Australia just rammed number 15 of Japan, but no call. Number 11, Australia swung Japan spun it around. He's dribbling over behind the 3-point line, far side. Oops, passed it off. Number 15 shot it for Japan with like 2 seconds left in the shot clock. They missed it and it was rebounded by Australia. Number 10 and number 5 are kind of duking it out with their wheelchairs and what they split up. Number 9 of Australia took the shot, missed, got. Rebound was deflected back into his hand. He took a shot again. He missed. Australia got the rebound the second time. Number 6 dribbled it out back to 3-point court. They set up their offense again. And number 9 has the ball. It's passed off. And number 5, number 5, who take the shot. A Japanese player, number 15, fell over. He managed to right himself. He's got use of his 1 foot, so he can actually do that much more easily. The number 15 had his 3rd personal foul. Australia went to the line. Number 5 is taking the shot. And he made his first basket. The score is 78-46 with Australia ahead. He takes the second shot. And he misses it. The rebound was tipped by Australia's number 9 into 15-10 for Japan. Japan's bringing the ball up the court. 11 has it. 12 for Japan has it. So it's just hard to see when they've got the ball kind of in their lap and start dribbling it off and on to see the number. Japan's bringing in two new players. Four and 14 are coming in. 11 and 12 are going off. So, Australia made a personal foul, so Japan's at the line. Number 15 is taking shots for Australia. He missed his first one. There's some question regarding what's going on. Oops. Oh, because the game stopped because they tossed something off their thing and was attached to number 14's uniform. And now he's resumed. Ref passed ball to the player, number 15 of Japan. He's setting up for his three throw. He shoots it and he misses it, bouncing off the rim. Australia's number 6 rebounded it. There's 1:08 left. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. Number 10 for Australia has it. He passed off to number 9 down the bottom floor. He takes it into the key. Whoops. On one wheel for a while, and it lodged up above number 15 and number 1 wheelchair, so neither one of his wheels were on the ground for a while. Tristan Knowles got a whoopsie, kind of stuck on number 15's wheelchair. Oh, they bounced him off. So, yeah, McGee's out taking my camera. 1 minute remaining. This is Japan inbounded the ball. Number 5 is taking it down the court. And Australia's got it. Number 5 at 11 for Australia defending him. He passed the ball off to Japan's number 15. Japan's number 15 is behind. Yep, made it. Shot 2. Edge of the 2-point area. Number 5 for Australia is taking it down. Number 4 kind of rammed into him. Number 10 for Australia is dribbling it down by the key. They pass it across the court. Pass it to that guy. Pass it to number 9. He passed it to number 5 underneath the basket where looks like number 15 of Japan fouled him. Yep. Number 5. Rio, number 15, took the shot. And Billy Latham is at the line. Take the free throw for Australia on the shooting foul and the extra foul.
Nice work, good stuff.
Number 5 for Australia. Billy Latham missed the line. He takes it. He shoots. He misses. Shot clock has still not been reset because the time is the same. 13 seconds remaining. Game 12. 10. Number. Yep. 5-6 for Australia. Japan has it. Number 15 for Japan has it. He passes it and he's fouled. There's 2.3 seconds actually left on the clock. And
Bill Latham picks up his fifth.
And he's
nice ball game. Bill, 10 points.
Out of the game with 10 points. Woohoo. He's one of those four-wheelers. He's not off the court because Australia wasn't quite prepared for this with 2 seconds left. Ah, they bring a number 14. So, number 15 will be taking the shots. Brito, shoot 2 for Japan. He's dribbling. He shoots. Deep breath. Shoots. And he misses it. Bounces off the rim. So his teammates all offer him condolences by slapping him the side of the back. Dribbles it again. He gets ready for a shot. Takes a deep breath. Shoots. And misses it. 19. Australia inbounds the ball. And the game is over. 80-49. Australia wins. 31 points. Yep.